So as we get started here in the fifth period, will it be the final period? It's all tied at 45 with Kings West and Tula Lake here at Spokane Arena trying to stay alive in this tournament. They'll put 4 minutes back up on the clock, and they'll tip it off at the middle. So it's Megan Spence for Kings West. And it's Danielle Preston with a smile on her face, facing up for her for the Tudor Lake Ducks. She's going to steal it. Oh, she goes up in earnest. Niles has the ball. Left side. Kristen Anderson. The RBI Game of the Week bringing you state tournament action. It's over Clement, but Spence there to get it. Niles, right-hand side, tries to set up. They're sandwiching Spence. So Niles dribbles away, backs it up a bit. Now in trouble, needs some help. Kristen Anderson looks. Ross is an option, but she is going to be fouled as she goes down the lane, and she is lying on the floor as if it hurt a lot. Lakeisha Niles helps her up along the right side of the lane, and she'll walk to the line, showing a lot of grit out there. 3:38 on the clock, just 22 seconds into this extra period here. Period number five.
Correction after the first personal.
And breaking the tie and taking the third lead of the game. Kristen Anderson can now stretch the lead back to two for the Warriors, who led throughout the half, never really receded until the final moments when Tudor Lake tied things up. Preston now handling the ball. Vicaris to Falk. Down low, kick ball. And it will be another 30-second clock with 3:27 in the fifth and final period, or the fifth overtime, first overtime, call it what you will. I'm getting excited here. This is a good ball game. Preston to inbound the ball. 2-3 zone for Kings West. Crossing the corner to Hoffman. Way out to Vicaris. Vicaris and Scheffler, the ones you got to most watch out for on the floor now, although Falk has been dangerous as well. Rebound to Megan Spence. Kristen Anderson brings it up. Scheffler challenging. Right side in front of the scorer's table. Spence comes for it. Right side in front of Dave Kirkhoff. Down low to Lakeisha Niles. She looks at the baseline, but nothing there. Preston on her. Long-range three-point effort by Kaylee Ross. If this goes, it really helps. And a rebound effort. It's going to be from behind. A call against Megan Spence. And that hurts Kings West a lot. And reaching out of the floor, Megan Spence gets a hug from Brian Hanley. She'll check out with 22 points on the day. And they'll take all the clock they can as Coach Tyler Bigby huddles with his team. And checking in for the Warriors, Megan Morris, the 5'10 freshman. We had some minutes earlier in the game. And Lacey Hoffman, also a freshman, 5'9", comes to line ready to shoot her two in the bonus. 2:55 on the clock, 2-point deficit, and she makes it. Now that's a 1-point deficit. Morris and Anderson underneath. Need to get this rebound, and it's Anderson to do the job. Dribbles out of trouble. There is full court pressure still as Jesse Hanna continues. Ross on the left. Morris comes out on the top. A lot of space now. Hoffman giving her lots of room. Off Lakeisha Niles. It's going to be intercepted by Scheffler. Drives the whole way. Lays it up and in for the first lead of the half. 48-47. Niles under trouble. Scheffler comes up with a foul. Going to be called on Niles. And the Tudor Lake girls and their fans are cheering now. The first lead in this half. They've really battled hard, as have the Warriors. And things looking their way as their star and leader, who's worked her way into 7 points in the game, is going to try to make these next two take that 1-point lead and make it more for the Ducks. And she drains the first. And And with that, makes it 50-47, and timeout's going to be called by Kings West with 2:26 on the clock. And they've got a load of challenges in front of them. So the situation for the Warriors is down by three. They've still got to solve the full court pressure, which has been very effective for Tutelage. And they're in the corner there where Ross gives it back to Kristen Anderson, who dribbles the front court now. Ross is the point person to clear the pressure. They've got a sagging man for man, so they're going to give you some space, but then press you on the ball like they do just there. In the corner to Ross, 3 points, she lets it fly. Baseline rebound, Vicaris. And here comes Scheffler, and Lindsay Scheffler brings her 3-point lead, 50-47, and are up the court for the Ducks. Just under 2 minutes, 1:50. Ross gambling, can't get it. Jesse Hanna, and putting it in underneath is Lacey Hoffman. And there's perhaps the deciding moment of the game, although a 5-point lead has been something you can work away. Tutelage has proven it. Kings West has come back from early deficits in the game, but they've held on to the lead throughout most of the second half. They got tied in the final stretches there, forcing overtime, but Tutelage's been very, very solid here in the final going. You might have to say the momentum favors them, and with five fouls for Kristen Anderson, she'll end her game, and as a senior, it could possibly be the end of her career. Hopeful that the Warriors on the floor can keep it going for them. And Hoffman buries it. So it's 53-47. Niles, Ross, Morris, Clemens, and Kreifels on the court now for the Kings West Warriors. Haley Ross around the pick. Around the effort, and Lindsay, no, it's Vicaris now, all alone around Kreifels, and full court lays it up and in. That's the nail in the coffin, 55-47, but it's a minute 20, so maybe that's a bit early to say that. Just looking at the way the game is going, it's going to be a very big challenge. Elizabeth Clemens now, Niles, cross court, Ross puts it up, off the front rim, rebound battle by Morris, good job, but it's going to be Fox, Alicia. Gives it to Jesse Hanna, and the senior holds the ball, gives it over to the junior, Lindsay Scheffler, in the corner to Vicaris. The sophomore bounces out, and there's going to be a foul called against Haley Ross. That'll be her fourth. Double bonus. And Kayla Vicaris will be in a position to take the free throws with an 8-point lead. 52.7 on the clock. Vicaris makes the first after tying her shoe. 56-47. And missing it, but allowing Hanna to get in, and it's going to be a timeout call. I'm sorry, ball out of bounds. Elizabeth Clemens. 51 seconds to go. Kreifels. Clemens. Looser pressure now as Elizabeth Clemens gets it across. Drives to the baseline. Looks for Megan Morris, who walks with the ball. And the coaches desperately want to call, but not going to be forthcoming here. 41.6 on the clock. 56-47 the lead by Tutelage. And then Kaylee Ross fouls. That'll be her fifth foul. So now two seniors, end of the ball game, and right now it's looking more than likely it's the end of their careers. As Lakeisha Niles, the freshman, slaps five with Kaylee Ross. Again, the coaches wanting to use the full clock for the substitution. Extend their stay on the floor here. And checking in, number 24, Lorraine Poe. Saw some action against ACH. Sophomore, 5'4" guard, take up her place at the free throw line, trying to get this rebound, and a very determined Tutelage crowd who found their way to get to the ball, found their way to get the points. And Lindsay Scheffler buries her free throw, and now she's in double digits with 10. And in comes Jessica Matheson. And down will sit Megan Morris, Elizabeth Clemens, and Megan Trifles. Michelle Webster wearing number 50 into the ballgame, along with Tristan Squires, number 14. And Lindsay Scheffler makes it. Full court pressure still. 11-point lead. Niles down to 38 seconds. Dribbling against that pressure. Intercepted by Alicia Falk. Nice block by number 24, Lorraine Poe. And a call is going to be whistled against her, though. And I'm a little bit disgruntled that with 11-point lead that the coach sees fit to maintain pressure. There may be good reason. Always coaches have good reasons for their choices. Scheffler now tries to make it 12 points for her, and she does, and makes it 12 points for the team. As Jesse Hanna, Kayla Vicaris, Lacey Hoffman take a seat, giving way to Stephanie Campbell and Kim Seals. There's the coach's signal that he's given up on the chance of a comeback. Kendra Kent to the lake now, allowing their subs to play, and it's going to be scrap ball here for the final 24 seconds. Kristen Squires gives to Lakeisha Niles up against Lindsay Scheffler, probably the star of the game even without the leading scoring. That goes to Jesse Hanna, who has 22. Turnover, 6.6 seconds. Backcourt, and she'll just dribble it out, allowing Lorraine Pohl and Lakeisha Niles. And that's the end of the ballgame. Two to Lake. We'll continue in the tournament for Kings West. It's 0-2 and out. And a tough, tough loss as Kaylee Ross encourages Michelle Webster to get in with the team, because it's been a heck of a lot of fun. No one expected them to get to the tournament. No one expected this kind of flare and flurry as they built themselves an outstanding lead and did everything they could, but they could not withstand the pressure of Tudor Lake. The Ducks coming back from 12 points down.
And
Kaylee Ross getting the sporting award.
And center court representing medallion, Melissa from the Indian Trail School on the team of
along with number 12, Jesse Hanna, who, as I mentioned earlier, competed like a Hanna begun and also showed a lot of good sporting deportment. And they'll post the pictures at half court, as we will be right back with some of this scoring in the M&M Deli scoreboard. This is Tomas Neath with RBI Game of the Week. Here at the state tournament, it's the B Schools Championships at Spokane Arena in Spokane. And we'll be back with the boys later. Thanks for tuning in.